The following talk was given by Father John Harden's May 5th through 9th, 1999 Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life in Chicago.
Remember, we go to for 45 minutes to 11:15, and then there's time for confessions. Every retreatant should make at least one confession. They now wish to concentrate on what the Church calls the life of prayer. By the introduction, we are reminded that prayer should animate every moment of our lives, and we're always praying. But prayer should give life to, animate everything in our lives. Otherwise, we are so preoccupied with ourselves and we are to forget Him with our life and our all. Seeing as He has in His critical saying, we should remember God more often than we have made. We should remember God more often than we breathe. There are what I call certain rhythms of prayer, more in evening prayer, grace before and after meals, the liturgy of the hours, Sunday and weekly celebration of Eucharist, the feast days, and the whole cycle of the ecclesiastical year. We begin by distinguishing the three main forms of prayer. They are vocal prayer, meditation, and mental prayer. The value of knowing something about these categories of prayer is that it will help us to pray more effectively by learning from the experience, if you wish, of the specialist in prayer over the centuries of Christian history. We begin by asking ourselves, what is vocal prayer? The English word vocal comes from Latin vox, which means voice. What then is vocal prayer? Vocal prayer is the prayer in which we use the body along with the soul. You never forget, we are not angels, we are human beings. We therefore are to pray with our whole being, body and soul. Moreover, God wants us to honor Him with all our faculties, with the faculties, of course, of the mind, which thinks about God, with the hands, which are folded or directed towards God, with the feet, we kneel and genuflect. I predict if kneeling and genuflection in prayer is not restored the United States, I mean this, the United States will cease to be a Christian believing community. Keeping with our hands by bowing, peeling our eyes by looking, peeling our head by bowing, peeling our knees. I've said it many times. I know how old I was, maybe 2.5 years old. Mother told me the knees are for kneeling. Vocal prayer, we're talking about vocal prayer. Vocal prayer enables us to pray as social beings, unless we prayed vocally, we could not be praying socially. They join the others. They join us. They and we together express ourselves vocally and in sensibly perceptible harmony. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of the body in prayer. I keep repeating, we're not angels, we're human beings. When we pray, we must always, always in our bodies, in our prayer. That's why God made us human beings with a body. Father, people pray with us, we pray to them. They can hear and see us, we can hear and see them and hear it. That visible perception is part of the essence of vocal prayer. They see us kneeling, and they kneel too. We see them standing, they stand too. What they say, we say. And I should add, at the same time, and not with an exaggeratedly loud voice. And when we pray with others, our prayer should be perceptibly harmonious. Others must see what we are doing. We must see what they are doing. And should be done together. Next question. If that's what vocal prayer is, what is meditation? Here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions on meditation. Meditation is a search or a quest. That better be memorized. In meditation, the mind seeks wants to, strives to know and understand. Let's be honest. What we may be to pray is to obtain, to gain knowledge which of ourselves we don't have, which we expect God to provide. Meditation is the universal plea of the blind man in the gospel. Lord, that I may see. And it always needed. The trouble is, so few people pray to obtain this knowledge. Meditation is the prayer that needs to see what God wants us to do. What He wants us to do. Why He wants us to do it. And how He wants it. Three crucially important adverbs. I want to see what He wants, why, and especially how. When I said adverbs, I included what God wants us to see. Of course, it's a noun, what God wants to see. But I call it an adverb because no two of us have equally good spiritual sight. Some people have to read to learn. Others have to think to learn. Others still have to ask to learn. And this, I repeat, is the fundamental need for meditation. We are to pray to know what God wants, why He wants it, and how He wants us to do it. On this level, I don't exaggerate saying our life, our daily life, is to be a period of daily, shall I, and the preposition, continual prayer. Of ourselves, and I mean it, of ourselves, we never really know what God wants, what He wants, and how He wants it. And there's a mystery here. If God knows, we need something. Why doesn't He tell us? Because He is God and we are creatures. And then being a creature is more, far more important than my words may seem to indicate, because God wants us to realize our need of Him. Let's ask Him. Well, He knows. She does. Why does He tell us? Because we are creatures. That's why. And the deepest lesson we shall learn in life is to realize we are creatures every moment of the day. We constantly need light because we need to be taught. It is especially when we say God wants us to know what to do, why to do it, and how to do it. And I would say the single most crucially important part of meditation is to know how am I to do God's will. No two of us are the same. No two moments of our lives are identical. We must know, especially, how God wants me to do what I know He wants me to do. And this is one reason. I finished my graduate studies in psychology and I counseled psychiatrists. I've told by now, I would say, perhaps several thousand people. What you really need in your life is to keep asking God, He wants you to do what you know He expects of you. But we ask Him, but how do I do it? That's what you learn from God. The next question. What are some useful aids to meditation? These aids are as varied as our needs. You want to know how to meditate. In God's name, read the scriptures. Read them daily. There are parts of Scripture that are more informative than others. And just for the record, did you know the Old Testament is a very rich source of God-revealed wisdom? Then, how can you find out how to meditate? With the writings of the saints. I think I've told you on some occasion. I was encouraged to do this due to my studies in theology. I gathered over 7,000 quotations from the saints. And I can tell you, and just through 3.5 years of theology, they have been the treasure of my life. The saints are canonized precisely to inspire us to read them. And there are saints for every level of character and temperament. Our saints have written a great deal. Saints have written very little. Saints who use big words. Saints who use only little words. Our saints for all of us. I believe I recommended this before, but I sure recommend it now. Be sure to gather your principal saints that unity in your spiritual life. That's why the church canonizes saints. There are saints that have read individual saints. Not exaggerating, I've spent hundreds of hours reading certain saints. In fact, to name some saints, I believe I've spent several thousand hours reading, for example, Saint Robert Bellarmine. Saint Vincent de Paul, Saint Alphonsus Liguori, again, what are some useful aids to meditation? Saint Images, I cannot tell you what the crucifix with Christ on it means to me. This is my life. My God, hanging on the cross, teaching me, you fool, you're not living in paradise. You're living on earth. Living on earth means not just bearing the cross. It means, I mean this, it means hanging on the cross. Some more, some less. It means knowing through the great religious works of art. That's why there is art. To inspire us by what we see. There are texts of the liturgy that deserve to be memorized and then meditated upon. Next question. You remember concentrating on meditation. Most important is to make the meditation practical. In meditation, we are to focus on our own personal needs, and we have them. We are to meditate on our present circumstances of life. Saint Ignatius recommends that we meditate on my needs for the next day. What a difference, what a world of difference between planning one's day and meditating on what I should do today. God knows far better than we do what, as we casually, mistakenly say, will happen to us. Nothing ever happens in our lives. Nothing. Everything is part of God's mysterious providence. We should anticipate what, as we currently say, may happen, what will happen. And whatever is useful for our meditation, we should meditate on. When I began teaching in high school, after 2 weeks, I reported to the spiritual father, "Are you meditation?" "Great. All I can think of is the bone in my, say, history class who's not paying attention." So then when I meditate, I want to keep that bum from wandering. I talk to our Lord about the problems in my life. Whatever else your meditation should be about the problems, the needs, the difficulties you are facing in life. Share them with God. And we ask, what is most important meditation? I think I've answered this. The most important thing in meditation is to make it practical. You're living a real life. And I know what I'm talking about. The world tries to shift the focus of our lives, the focus of our lives from the real life we are living, all kinds of dreams, which have nothing to do with our real life. We are to meditate on with fathers and husbands. How can I better please my wife? And this, I assure you, is a very practical object of meditation. There are persons who never stop to meditate on the problems in their life. Or they worry about problems. But the problems in our lives are not to be worried about. They are to be prayed over. Asking God, why does this person bother me? Why cannot I understand something I should? Or really, am I hesitant to do certain things? Is it because I am lazy? We should meditate about our relationship with God. Spend some time, at least once a month, better, at least once a week, on how you can improve your life of prayer. I can say this with complete sincerity. I would affirm there is not one of us in chapel here who is praying as well, as effectively, as God wants us to. Take some time out, at least I'll repeat once a month, on how to improve your life of prayer. last question. What are the methods of meditation? They are as numerous as there are people. But two things especially should be kept in mind.